other print journalists, I learned over the lifespan of the original edition just how relevant the advice is to writers of all kinds. Some sections may still be especially useful to print journalists, but I now address most of my advice to anyone who wishes to understand and follow the principles of good writing. That means, of course, just about everybody. Professionals, such as lawyers and advertising and public relations types, have always had to reach out with a written word. But these days, we all have keyboards in our figurative hip pockets, and the amount of influence and connection we have in this world depends, to some degree, on how well we use them. And so, as an outpouring of recent scientific research has demonstrated, does an ability to move audiences with effective stories. Those same lawyers and marketing types who depend on clear, effective writing to power their careers have discovered the value that good storytelling has in persuading juries or selling a brand. More than ever, the lessons I incorporated in both books 1 and 2 have proved useful far beyond print newsrooms. So, while updating WordCraft, I simultaneously revised StoryCraft so that the books function as the set I'd pictured at the very beginning. Taken together, the two volumes capture just about everything I learned about writing and storytelling over a long and very satisfying career. If I'd had them when I started out all those decades ago, they'd have speeded my education, eliminating years of trial and error and benefiting not only me, but also all the fine writers and eager students I worked with over the years. Now that you do have them, you have a leg, or two, up on me at your age, which means you should be able to climb higher than I ever did. If you enjoy the fruits of fine writing half as much as I have, all of the effort, mine and yours, will have been more than worth it. Introduction. You can't wait for inspiration. You have to go after it with a club. Jack London. Novices sometimes imagine writing as dark magic, something known only to some mystical inner circle. They pick up a professional's finished work, marvel at its seamless perfection, and think, "I could never do that." Nonsense. Take it from someone who's been scouting around inside the mystic circle for decades. I worked shoulder to shoulder with some of the best writers on the planet, and never once did we dance around a cauldron. Some hocus-pocus might have helped, but we didn't know any, so we just got down to work. Great writing happens not through some dark art, but when method meets craft. The secret, if there is one, is to take one manageable step at a time. Superman may leap tall buildings in a single bound, but the best writers I know sit down at their keyboards and write one line, and then another, and another. That's how it's done in writing or anything else. Picasso crafted accomplished landscapes and portraits before he broke through into the terra incognita of cubism. Thomas Edison, the most prolific inventor of all time, broke innovation down into a step-by-step process for methodical efficiency. Genius, he famously said, is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. Writing poses challenges similar to any other creative process. A writer attending a narrative nonfiction conference once asked Morgan Entrekin, president and publisher of Grove Atlantic Press, whether talent or hard work counted more among book authors. "Talent matters," he said, "but the writers who can manage their time and energy well show the best results in the long run." Then he pleaded with the writers in the room to do a better job of getting their manuscripts in on time. Plenty of dull, disorganized writers meet their deadlines, of course, just as some of the most inspired lived chaotic lives of confusion and angst. But the most successful writers I know have mastered a productive, efficient process that consistently turns out great work. They write without psychological meltdown, and they make deadline. Yes, talent counts for something. Superhuman performances in any field